So, anyways, my next ship was totally different. It was one of the most modern ships in the world at that time. It was the gas turbine ship Admiral Callahan. Now, the Admiral Callahan was built in 67 for the express purpose of being a test platform for gas turbine engines that the Navy wanted to put in their FFG class of fast frigates. So the first set of engines, they had two gas turbine engines and two propellers. And the first ones they had were the Pratt & Whitney ones that came right off of Boeing 707. And that's what they had when I was on it the first time. And that was real interesting because out of five trips I made across the Atlantic and back, it only took 2 weeks to go back and forth. We was hauling military equipment to Germany, Bremerhaven, Germany. And on the way back, we bring back servicemen's personal cars. So out of five trips, three of the trips, an engine blew up. And this was real common to, that's what they wanted to do, was to blow them up and find out what's wrong and improve them. We carried a spare engine on board with us, and they got so that they could change out a whole engine in like 24 hours. So what we'd do is we'd take off from New York, and if the engine blew up before we got to Newfoundland, we'd turn around and come back to New York. If it didn't, we'd just keep going on one engine to Germany and change it out over there. So that was real interesting. And then I went on the Export Adventurer, which was a really comfortable freighter. It carried 12 passengers. And that was on the Mediterranean run also. And I stayed on that ship for about a year and a half, because I took some vacations in between. But I made probably four trips on it. And then I went back on the Admiral Callahan again for about a month. And when I went on the Callahan, the captain that was on there at that time had been, I'd sailed with on the Adventure about a year before. And I remember when I came aboard, he says, "Dinsmore, how are you going to work on a 25-knot ship with an 18-knot brain?" So, anyways, by that time they had changed over to the General Electric turbines, the LM2500s, which worked better, but they still was trying to improve them, and they were trying to get them to burn on regular bunker C oil. I mean, instead of jet fuel, they was going to try to get bunker C. So they did have some problems getting them so that they was not so sensitive to the fuel, but it worked because they built a lot of those FFGs and that particular engine is still in service today. They use them a lot to make electricity just for power plants now too.